with Richie Deal before the start of the 2014 Iditarod. You have had a pretty good year in training. I know you've gone to Nanana to train up there and had to move around your dogs a little bit to make sure that they're ready for the race this year. But talk about your team this year. You did the Iditarod last year. We're pretty successful in making it to Nome in good time. What's your hopes for 2014?
I definitely think my team is a lot better than last year, and it seems like the last 3 weeks to a month they've really come together. I mean, I took 16 back to Nanana after the Cusco, and I was really able just to focus on that group of 16, and it seemed like they really meshed well together. And I did end up having to get a couple dogs from Pete because of injuries, but I mean, I've got to work with them, and I do like this team that I'm running. Mm-hmm. So
now, talking about mental toughness of the dogs, I'm sure that coming into this race that they have a lot more in them when it comes to asking more of them on the trail. Talk about race after race and seeing a team come together and the development and evolution of each individual dog and the team.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely some, you know, last year who they were definitely just getting to really know me in a real tough race, you know, experience, because they were younger, and I think that this year they know the routine, they know what I'm expecting from them, and it seemed like in the Cusco, I didn't have that great of a Cusco, but I saw a lot of good things there out of the dogs. And then, you know, in this Denali doubles race a couple weeks ago, it seemed like they were coming together real nicely, and it's kind of got me a little excited. You know, I think I'll have a good run with them. So
and so what are those good things that you are seeing that get you excited in this upcoming
year? I mean, there's quite a few, but you know, half the team is pretty young. My leading core seems to be pretty good this year. I like them. They're just all around a good group of dogs that, you know, I definitely have had some getting older, and I brought them back to Nana the second time around. Two of my older boys who are, you know, have been with me for a long time, they got injured and I had to send them back home. And it's tough to do, but I'm excited with what I have. So it's going to be interesting.
So who are the new dogs then that are coming up and proving themselves and showing some toughness and skill and talent?
I mean, there's some three-year-olds in there who this year was their first year racing. And there's a yearling in my team who I didn't take in Cusco because I thought it'd be, you know, he mentally too tough for him, but I took him in the Denali doubles and I was blown away by his performance. I mean, he was one of my better dogs, and he's out of my main leader, Tater, who I sent home. I have a couple out of Tater and they're in this team, and it's, I used a four or five year old female in lead in the Denali doubles, who's never ran lead in a race, and she ran start to finish, and that in itself just gives you a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, now the K300 was one of the toughest races toughest Cuscos this year, with the water and just trail conditions and a lot of ice and not a lot of snow. And it sounds like with Iditarod there's a lot of ice and not a lot of snow. And so how does that factor into how you run this team on the way
up? I think with, I mean, my dogs, I have to try to keep them as slow as possible. I mean, it's going to be hard because everything's going to be, you know, the trails are going to be rock hard and they're going to want to go fast, and it's going to be easy for them to do. And I think that they're going to be more prone to injury, you know, going a little bit faster. So, I mean, if I can, just try to slow them down as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think getting through the Alaska Range with a good team, I'd be happy with them if they got through there pretty healthy. So,
yeah. How do you slow a team down?
Just stand on the brake. And they respond to me pretty well, too. You know, if I tell them to slow down, there's always the first couple hours in a run, though, where it's kind of, they're kind of wound up, so we'll see.
Yeah. So after the range, after that section of trail, you think that things will go pretty well? And
I mean, we'll see. I mean, there's different reports of bad trail everywhere, but I mean, it is what it is, and what can we do? I mean, we've always dealt with adverse conditions, and we'll figure it out. I mean, it's nothing new.
And I just kind of wonder, like, what is it about the Iditarod and dog mushing that has you here today, setting out to leave Willow in a few days, and not knowing what's going to come, not knowing what you're going to face? Why do you do this?
I mean, a lot of it is the challenge, and I really like being with my dogs. What I found out last year is when you're out there with that group of dogs for 10 to 11 days, you grow a bond with those dogs like no other. And I don't care what people say, I think that dog mushers know their dogs better than anybody. Because we know the little things about them when it comes down to who eats what, when they want to eat, where their stress levels are, and we know how to deal with them. So, I mean, that's the big thing, is just getting to know them and them really growing with you and bonding, and I really like it. I enjoy it.
Well, I look forward to following your race. I'll see you definitely in Nikolai when you get there, and look forward to chatting with you then.
Yeah, hopefully I won't be so slow this year.
All right, well, thanks,
Richie. Yeah, thank you.